Seventh Perek of Yevamos Mishnah Vav. We learned before a concept that a Bas Koyin that marries Israel cannot eat Shum as long as she's married, and if she has children or any descendants, as long as the descendants are alive, she also cannot eat Shum, even if her husband died. So Koyin Gadol Pomim Shul Poisel. It could have a situation that a person is a Koyin Gadol, and it causes his grandmother not to be able to eat truma. How's that? Okay, so Bas going to Yisrael. Bas going married Yisrael. The Yaldu men of Bas, they gave birth to a daughter. Halcha Bas, and this is the coin. And the daughter gave birth to a coin. The Yaldu men of Ben. So now the grandson is a coin because the daughter was Israelis because her father was Israel. But she got married to a coin, so a child of a coin and Israelis is a coin. So the grandson is a coin, but he's a descendant of the union between a Bas coin and Israel. So the fact that this child was born, she cannot eat chum anymore. This person could be a Kohen Gadol working on the Mizbech. Machel is Imoy. His mother is going to eat chumah because his mother married a Kohen. He's going to passel. In certain situations, he will passel the grandmother. V'zois, Aymeris. And this woman says, Loikim li Kohen Gadol shul poslanim in a chumah. You shouldn't have children like my grandson, the Kohen Gadol, who passes me from eating chumah.